According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, every year about 2 million Americans get infections that are resistant to drugs, and about 23,000 of them die. Recently, we spoke to a medical editor at The Economist who said that while climate change is one of the world's most pressing concerns, solving it won't matter if we can't solve the problem of antibiotic drug resistance. Among the most common, we've reported on this, urinary tract infections, UTIs, about 60% of women will get them and many won't get the right drug that will work for them. And lower respiratory tract infections, sometimes treated with five or more drugs before an effective one is prescribed. Well, a new diagnostic tool that helps fight drug resistance by more quickly and accurately identifying bacteria might help. Evan Jones is CEO of OpGen, which has created this technology. He joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
And elaborate on this idea that we are growing resistant to many antibiotics.
It's a huge and growing problem. If you take a step back and just think about what's happened, antibiotics were first discovered around World War II. Before World War II, if you had an infection, you often lost a limb or died. Mm-hmm. That set the table for huge medical advances over the last 70 years, and a lot of them are at risk now. As antibiotics have been used, resistance is rising. And in this decade, particularly in areas like urinary tract infections, the rates of increase of resistance can be up in the 30% per year rate. Mm-hmm. So that sets the table for some of these problems that we're talking about.
Well, it's largely because bacteria is a living thing, and it's smart, and it can learn how to resist the antibiotic that you give it. And so what happens, let's take UTIs, and they happen more for women, far more for women than for men, and they can be excruciatingly painful. When you go to an emergency room, let's say, with this pain, you might take a test, you might give a sample of your urine. What is the problem with that existing technology?
Well, there's about 10 million cases a year of people with UTI infections. And for the vast majority of them, about 8 million a year, you can probably treat them safely with what they call empiric therapy. So you have an idea of what antibiotics will work for that group of patients, and you simply prescribe in advance of having a confirmatory diagnostic result.
Empiric. You ask
empiric.
A set of questions and you conclude this is going to be the solution for you. And you
exactly.
You give there's one or two that have been very, very popular, and you prescribe one of those.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you are of the 2 million that have something more complicated, the remaining 20 or 30%, if you tried that empiric approach, you would have given them the wrong medicine. They'd be resistant to it.
Yeah, which is, again, excruciating. If you've taken a course of antibiotics and at the end of it, you still have painful symptoms of this and now a growing urinary tract infection, just very frustrating. Also, it's not good to keep taking antibiotics and you're about to go on your second course. So what's wrong, though, with the existing screening test? Let's move to that. You also can take a urine sample or a culture and look more closely at the bacteria and decide which bacteria it is and which pill would be best.
Well, the challenge is a woman or man is presenting in the emergency room. Oftentimes, they are just before transitioning into sepsis or they have other comorbidities. So
Wait, sepsis? Can you explain?
Sure. Well, almost everyone knows someone who's had a urinary tract infection that progressed into the kidney, then went from the kidneys up into the bloodstream. So this is an early stage of an infection that can become much more serious. So it's critical to treat these patients correctly. And we did a large outcome study with an integrated healthcare delivery network that showed that for every day the patient was on the wrong antibiotic, that could translate to up to 2 days' length of stay in the hospital. So in this facility, it took 3 days to get the right decision. That would be 6 extra days of hospitalization.
Well, and that's because it takes a long time. Let's say you take the culture. It sometimes takes a long time for that culture to grow and for you to test what bacteria it is.
Exactly. And the more resistant the pathogen, the more complicated the testing needs to be. So, in the simple case, they can oftentimes give you the result in a day or two. But if it's a multi-drug resistant pathogen, that testing can take another 2 to 3 days.
Talk about what your device, your technology would do.
Well, we've developed a test and informatics to interpret the results. They give the correct information in about 2 to 3 hours compared to 2 to 3 days. and it looks at the DNA of the microbes. It's direct from the urine sample, and we'll tell the physician what's the level of the microbe, what microbe is it, and then we look at the antibiotic resistance genes, upload that data to the cloud, and give a report that says, okay, here's the antibiotics that this patient's likely to be susceptible to, and here are the ones that we predict resistance.
Are you saying that normal urine tests don't look at the DNA of a bacteria?
No, they don't.
Will this technology be applicable to other infections?
Yes, it'll be applicable really across the board of acute care infections. Our next area of focus is lower respiratory tract infections. The data suggests that up to 50% of those specimens, the classic microbiology, is ineffective. Mm. And so it's ripe for need of rapid couple of hour DNA tests that can tell you what pathogens there, what's the right antibiotic. And this area of lower respiratory infections is one where patients are getting a lot of overtreatment. If you present yourself in an emergency room and they, let's just say you have acute pneumonia, they could treat you with up to 5 antibiotics and antifungals before they know what you have. And of course, usually you only need one of those. So you can see that it's costing the system a lot of money. It creates more resistance and it damages the patient.
Well, but on the other hand, urine dipsticks were considered a modern-day miracle. What has to happen to make your technology that available? Because I'm presuming right now, it's not.
Right. We've been working for several years on this and recently completed a large outcome study with 3 large healthcare systems and showed that this new technology is about 90% accurate in terms of making the antibiotic predictions, and even more accurate in saying, yes, you have an UTI that needs treatment right away.
Is this being used?
The way the U.S. system works is it can be used only for research purposes in advance of FDA clearance.
Are you in the pipeline?
We are in the pipeline. We have begun our clinical trials. A early version of the test is pending in front of FDA. And then that will be followed by clearance, hopefully, of the information technology we call the Lighthouse that interprets the genomic test result.
Look, you are in a for-profit enterprise, but also you're on the forefront of this awareness of drug-resistant bacteria. Do you share the same alarm that, let's say, the editor of The Economist did, and in that there are problems enough right now with drug-resistant bacteria, but on the horizon, we have a changing climate that is negatively impacting a lot of things, including, heat, for instance, something that bacteria loves to grow in. Are you also alarmed about a future with drug-resistant bacteria combined with climate change?
First of all, I'm pretty optimistic that our technology can solve these problems, the combination of rapid precision medicine diagnostics combined with new drug discovery. Having said that, there's so much inertia in the healthcare system that translating that into action and change has got to happen quickly. This affects people's lives, millions of people each year.
Evan Jones is CEO of OpGen, developing a diagnostic tool that will pinpoint which bacteria are causing UTIs, in part by taking a look at their DNA. Evan, thanks so much. We'll stay in touch with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And this note, in addition to technology, researchers agree that new drugs are needed to fight bacteria that's resistant to existing drugs. But the problem is there's little economic incentive for companies to develop new drugs. Because remember, the goal is to use them as infrequently as possible so that bacteria don't learn to be resistant. And that means low sales. Well, a new report from researchers from the University of Pittsburgh confirms that. It says a new antibiotic effective against the so-called nightmare bacteria, CRE, is making only about $100 million a year, but that's well below the $1 billion per year sales figure economists say is necessary to keep a drug on the market. One of the 5 companies producing the drug has filed for bankruptcy. The researchers say that without new and sustained financial incentives for biopharmaceutical companies, it's unlikely they'll develop and sustain new critical drugs. So for now, they say educating doctors about when and how to use antibiotics, not a lot, will help.